And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 29th. This week in 1962, Gene Chandler received a gold record for The Duke of Earl. The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album cover was photographed this week in 1967. Leslie Gore appeared for the first time on TV. It was on American Bandstand in 1963. In 66, police arrested 85 rioters at a Rolling Stone concert in Paris. Mr. Acker Bilk received an MBE, Member of the British Empire. It was a medal he got from Queen Elizabeth for services to the music industry this week in 2001. Elvis Presley's concert in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was postponed during intermission when the king became too ill to go back on stage, and he was admitted to a hospital suffering from fatigue and intestinal flu, and he stayed there in the hospital for 6 days in 1977. The Jimmy Rogers Show with Connie Francis as a regular guest debuted this week on TV in 1959. Elvis Presley taped Frank Sinatra's Timex TV special, Welcome Home, Elvis, in Miami, Florida, this week in 1960. In 1970, the movie Woodstock premiered in Hollywood, California. Steve Winwood left the Spencer Davis Group to form Traffic this week in 1967. The British Broadcasting Corporation banned the Coasters record Charlie Brown over its reference to spitballs, and the ban was lifted 2 weeks later this week in 1959. Elvis sang Heartbreak Hotel and Blue Suede Shoes on Milton Berle's TV show live from the deck of the USS Hancock in San Diego this week in 1956. Janis Joplin held a reunion concert with Big Brother and the Holding Company in San Francisco this week in 1970. High Hopes, the song from the movie A Hole in the Head, won the Academy Award for Best Original Song this week in 1960. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show got their wish, and they appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone this week in 1973. In 2008, a British court ruled that Procol Harum organist Matthew Fisher waited too long to sue over composer credits for A Whiter Shade of Pale, and that ruling overturned a lower court. In the studio, Fats Domino recorded Blue Monday in 55. Hank Ballard cut Finger Pop in Time this week in 60. Troy Shondell recorded This Time in 61. The Beatles finished recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band this week in 1967. The Beach Boys cut I Get Around, and Brian Wilson got so fed up with his father's criticism as they were recording in the studio that he fired him as their manager this week in 1964. Freddie and the Dreamers recorded Do the Freddie in 65. Johnny Cash cut I Walk the Line in 1956. Elvis recorded It's Now or Never in 60. Also, Are You Lonesome Tonight? And Earl Grant recorded At the End of a Rainbow this week in 1958. Birthdays, Terry Jacks is turning 76. Eric Clapton, 75. Frankie Lane, born this week, 1913. Rolf Harris is turning 90. The late Randy Van Warmer, born in 1955. Ronnie Rice from the New Colony 6 is turning 74. Herb Alpert is turning 85. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family is 86. Richard Chamberlain also turning 86. John Poulos of the Buckinghams, born this week in 1948. Rudolph Isley from the Isley Brothers is 81. Debbie Reynolds, born this week, 1932. Phil Margot from the Tokens is 78. Frank Gehry, 76. Marvin Gaye, born this week, 1939. Leon Russell was born in 41 this week. Jan Berry from Jan and Dean, born in 41. Billy Joe Royal, born in 42. Tony Orlando is 76. Wayne Newton, 78. Doris Day, born in 1922. Jeff Barry, who co-wrote so many hit songs with his former wife, Ellie Greenwich, such as Hanky Panky, Chapel of Love, Be My Baby, he's having a birthday, turning 82. Don Gibson, born in 1928. Major Lance, born in 41. Hugh Masekela, born in 1939. Michael Parks, in 1940. Chris Jensen is 78. The late Margot Sylvia from the Toon Weavers, born in 1936. And Jim Dandy Mangrum from Black Oak, Arkansas, is 72. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 29th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.